Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello there, this is Lisa Berry, and you're listening to today's inspiration on the Body, Mind, Spirit Radio Network. In case you didn't know that, I'd give you that commercial reminder because you found us and you're looking for something, and I'm here to give it to you. And I'm so grateful that you're taking the time to listen so we could connect and to feel some love and maybe have a few laughs, because I really just want to add joy to the journey. You know, I think about life a lot, probably more than most people, but I think that's a good thing because the unexamined life is not worth living, right? We've heard that quote. We all heard that quote growing up. And I've been through a lot of things in my life, and I choose joy. And I not only choose joy for myself, but I want everyone else to be happy, because I always wonder, why wouldn't you want to be? And people get so upset when you bring up happiness, like, you can't make me be happy. And I totally get that. I'm not trying to make you feel anything. I know I can't make you feel anything, but I can try to be the best me that I can be and share some love and laughter and hopefully inspire you to feel some joy. And I woke up this morning and I had the word gentle on my mind. And I don't know where gentle came from. Maybe for me it was an inner peaceful thought. It was an inner awareness to be calm. And the word gentle was on my mind. So I actually looked it up to get the official dictionary definition. And gentle means tender and kind and sympathetic and considerate and understanding and compassionate. These are all synonyms for it. Gentle. I thought, man, that's why I was thinking about that. You don't hear the word gentle much anymore. I think in our world, everybody wants to be first and be strong and not be taken advantage of. And who wants to be gentle? I mean, you're gentle with a baby, or you're gentle with a puppy. Are you gentle with yourself? Because I think that's really important. And I think that's part of that calm and inner peace and balance that we're all looking for. So the word gentle came to me this morning. And then, of course, I had to look up a quote because I love my quotes. And I found one by Mahatma Gandhi. And he said, in a gentle way, you can shake the world. Well, that's a great way to put it. A gentle way you can shake the world. You don't have to be loud and strong and obnoxious and bang the drum to get attention. Maybe we can get attention by love and compassion and good-naturedness and serene and being sweet-tempered. Wouldn't you like to be sweet-tempered? I try to be sweet-tempered, but life is not always that easy. So I guess it's just a different way of saying peaceful and calm. Feel a gentle breeze. Be gentle with yourself and be gentle with others. But you can still be strong, but come from a gentle place. And when does life call for you not to be gentle? So I don't know. That was my word for the day. Is gentle, and it just came to me today, and it's not a word that I've ever really talked about or thought about, but then when you look at what it means, I guess it's the same thing, just a new way of saying, feel peace, be calm, be happy, be gentle with yourself. I think we're so hard on ourselves. I have a lot. Are you even aware of the inner dialogue that you have going on? I wake up in the morning and how, like, who is in there talking like that? You know, this happened, that happened, you got to do this, you got to do that, and there's that inner dialogue. And you have to be aware of that. That's why self-awareness is so important. So you're aware of the things that you're saying to yourself. And are you being gentle and loving yourself? Because that's where it all begins, is knowing yourself and loving yourself. Not an ego, me first love, but I'm okay and I deserve to be happy. And why are we all here anyway? So I have every day I step back a little further from the planet. I step back a little further from the everyday life, and I try to get off the ground 6 inches or so, not to look down on people, but just not to get caught up in the everyday drama. I don't want to do that. I mean, things happen. I don't have to create it. We all have situations happening every day that are troubling and disconcerting and concerning, and it's our job to be okay with everything. That came to me this week. If we can be okay with everything, you know, obviously life happens and you have emotional reactions and sometimes you have to grieve, and that's part of the process. Give yourself a few minutes, but don't dwell there. Don't stay there. You know, you just have to be okay with everything. And I think that comes from knowing who you are and being strong in your sense of self and being strong in your sense that we're all headed towards the same ending. So why not enjoy the journey? I want to add more joy to your journey. Then I started thinking about, why can't we have whatever we want? Why? Some people are brought up in thinking that you don't deserve it, or you have to work hard for it, or it can't be yours. And I'm thinking, why can't we have what we want? And you got to just keep trying, and you keep trying and trying, and hopefully you'll get what you want. But as long as you're trying, you're moving in the right direction. So, and then I started thinking about, well, what do you want? The more you think about what you want and why can't I have what you want, it's not about things that much anymore. I like things. I told you, I'm a semi-professional shopper. I like things. I like purses and shoes and clothes and jewelry, but they don't make or break me. They don't really ultimately make a difference. And when you start thinking about what you really want and why can't you have it, it becomes peace and being calm and being centered and being okay with everything. Like I said, I think that's the ultimate goal, to be okay with everything. And of course, I want love and I want laughter. I just want to laugh at life. And as I said, crying is sometimes good. Sometimes you have to grieve and move past things, but don't stay there. Every day you wake up, it's a gift. Every day your body functions is a miracle. When I say that, do you think, oh, what is she talking about? Or do you really realize all the cells in your body and the veins and the blood and the organs and how it all works? And it's, our cars break down, but our bodies do eventually wear out, especially if you don't take good care of them. But it's a miracle that we woke up today, and it's a miracle that we're living and things are working. So I choose joy, and I want you to choose joy too, because it is all a choice. Really, really, truly, truly, everything you think and everything you say and pretty much everything you do is a choice. Now, sometimes an unforeseen illness or accident will come upon us, and of course that's not a choice. But you do have a choice on how to react to it. You have a choice to get, ruin your day and get all worked up. And yeah, I mean, there are some realities. I have to deal with them the same way you do, but I still have a choice how to react. And it takes a lot of refocus. It's like starting a car. You got to stop. You got to breathe, and you got to say, okay, I can get through this. It'll be okay. And it takes a few minutes, and it takes effort. It takes some time, but you can do it. It's your choice. So I just want to laugh at life, and I want to find joy and laughter and love. And so that is what I offer to you, and that's why I hope you are listening, to come here for a little love break, a little love break with Lisa. And I know I'm not really that rip-roaringly funny on this show. I find humor in pretty much every single situation, probably to a fault. I will love to laugh. I just, why not? Why not laugh at life? And sometimes I don't know if that annoys other people, but I would rather laugh than be mad. I don't want to waste a moment in angst and anger. We only get so many moments, and I don't want to waste them. I want to laugh, and I want to be happy, and I want to share my love and laughter with you, because they say you get back what you put out there. So I'm putting out love, and I'm putting out joy, and I'm putting out connection. I want to be here for you emotionally and physically and whatever you need. Everybody needs to know there's somebody there that values them. Everyone just wants to be valued and know that they make a difference. And I work in radio, and I'm very, very, very fortunate to have this opportunity to come to you, part of Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, where I always say there's a lot of great programs, and it seems to be growing and blooming and flourishing, and I'm honored to be a part of it. And it's a gift to me that I'm able to share this with you, and it's a gift that you're taking the time to listen. And so I'm putting that out there, love and the laughter and the connection, because we all want connection. There's so many different ways to connect with other people, but I'm here to connect with you, and I mean it. I'm not, there's no paid commercial endorsement for what I'm saying to you. It comes purely from my heart, pure, fresh squeezed love from my heart. I'm trying to make it sound like an orange juice commercial, but it's here, and it's for you, and it's legitimate, and it's true. And life is hard, and everybody wants to know they have somewhere to turn where they're accepted and they can feel love. So this is Lisa's love and laughter right here for you, trying to increase the happiness in your day and in your life and give you some perspective. And, I always say, I know I can't change you. I know it. Nobody can change anybody. It's got to be your choice. And I love Ram Dass. He wrote Be Here Now. And he tweeted something this morning, and he said, you can't change others. You can only work on yourself. And that's what this is all about. I'm not trying to change you. I'm just trying to give you perspective and trying to tell you that it's up to you to decide how to feel and work on yourself a little bit. And he said, you can't change your family members or your friends. You can just keep working on yourself until you are such a clean mirror reflection, such a supportive rock of love for all those beings, that everybody is free to give up their stuff when they want to give it up. And you keep creating a space in which people can grow when they're ready to grow. That's what I'm here for. I'm not asking you to feel a certain way or do a certain thing, but I want to clean my mirror of reflection, and I want to be a supportive rock of love for you. And I am here, and I want to be that for you, and I want you to know that every week you can come here and hear these words and know that there is love in the world, and there it's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay right now, because all there is right now. That's my buddy Rudy Tanzi, who's a researcher at Harvard and wrote a book with Deepak Chopra called Superbrain, and you can hear that interview. It's been almost a year, July 2nd last year. I remember the date because it was such an earth-shattering moment for me, and they're working on another book, and that's going to be very interesting, and hopefully we'll be talking to them about that as well. But you have to tell, Rudy says, and he's very knowledgeable about the brain, and we keep hearing things about the brain, about how you can change yourself by envisioning. You can change yourself by envisioning and feeling what it feels like in your mind to be how you want to be, or feel what it feels like to do what you want to do, and that can actually put you on the path to make it happen. And that sort of probably sounds like magic, but it's not. It's brain research. It's positive psychology. It's where the world of science is moving these days. And I think that's going to be a lot about what their new book is about, and I can't wait to talk about it. But it's, again, why can't you have what you want? Why can't you wake up in the morning and spend a few minutes breathing and getting centered and planning out your day in your head, seeing how it's going to happen? And when I was little, I've never shared this story publicly. When I was little, I used to doodle. I had three doodles. I doodled a robin. I'm not a good drawer. Some people are visual, or some people are, they learn by listening. I learn by living and loving and connecting. So I was not a good doodler, but I had three doodles, and one of them was a robin, and one of them was a tree. Oh, I have four because I did a bunny too, like an Easter bunny. And one of them was a house window that had four squares to it and the little curtains pulled to the side. And I just recently realized that is the house I am living in now. If you drive up to my house right now, you will see four windows with a little, I don't know if you know what I mean, the little curtains like out and then pulled back to the side. That was what I used to doodle when I was a kid. And that is where I live. And there's a tree out front, and I have robins. And it's kind of crazy when you think about it. I mean, I guess I do think there's a direct connection. I doodled that a lot when I was little. That was in my subconscious. That was on my mind. And maybe that was my child way of envisioning. You know, people suggest you make a vision board and you put up pictures, and it doesn't hurt to try, because you're halfway there to creating it by even thinking about it. That's why I'm really careful about what I say, even out loud. I read something this week that said, when you say I am with whatever follows that, you're creating your reality. And I said that to one of my kids, and they just gave me that look. But I think it's true. You're making a declaration. Even when you're feeling a little off, I don't say I am sick. I don't want to say that. I don't want to own it. I don't want to go there. I'm very careful about what I put after I am, because these are your thoughts, and these are in your mind, and these are in your subconscious, and you are directing yourself whether you realize it or not. So my doodles have all come. I got to start doodling some other things now so I can move on onward and upward. And I'm going to doodle some ocean. I love to be by the water, and I'm going to doodle, I don't know, who knows, be on stage leading a great group of people like you and inspiring you and us all, wrapping it up and clapping and saying, yes, I feel better, and yes, I can handle life, because life is not easy. But life means more when you take the time to think about what it means. And that is a Lisa Berry quote. Quoting myself here, I thought about that one. Life means more when you take the time to think about what it means. A lot of people just go about their daily life, and they get in their car, and then they get angry, and they do their jobs, and they're stressed out, and they're not healthy and they're not happy and all their relationships are dysfunctional, but they're just trekking along and not really thinking about it. But life means more when you take the time to think about what it means. And I'm still not sure if I know what it means, but I know I want to arm myself. I want to prepare myself with the tools I need to know myself and live as peacefully and happily as possible. And again, I'm human. We all have our ups and downs. And I'll tell you, I talk about this every week, and I think if I need it every week, then you need it every week. And that is Don Miguel Ruiz and the Four Agreements. And one of those agreements is to not take things personally. That, if I had, I don't know, that's in my top three tools of recommendations, because it takes some time and it takes some effort. But when things happen and you're offended and you're mad and you're hurt, if you just stop and think, they're not even thinking about me, I'm not going to take this personally, it is so freeing. And you don't waste a lot of energy being angry and all wound up and worrying and wondering. And, you know, yeah, sometimes people don't have your best interests at heart, and that happens. And sometimes you're not first on their list of priorities, or they're not necessarily thinking about you the way you would hope that they would think about you. But really, I don't think they're out to get you. You know, they're just not thinking about you at all. It's not that, which is really insulting to some people when they think about it. They're not doing it to hurt you. They're just not thinking about it. So don't take it personally. That's where you got to build up your armor of strength and knowing yourself and loving yourself, and then you don't have to take things personally. And I repeat that because it's something I repeat to myself many times every day, and it's really becoming more and more of a useful tool in dealing with life, because I'm not going to waste a lot of energy getting worked up about things. I'm not going to waste my energy getting offended or mad because they're not even thinking about me in the first place. So don't take things personally. And I just really would like everyone to keep that in mind. Again, I know I can't tell you what to think or how to feel, but as Ram Dass says, you just keep working on yourself. You just keep working on yourself until you are such a clean mirror reflection, such a supportive rock of love for all those beings that everybody is free to give up their stuff. And so all you can really do is to know yourself and love yourself and be in charge of yourself and work on yourself and have that perspective that, you know, you're okay no matter what. Don't just sleepwalk through life fulfilling your ego needs. Take the time to find out who you are and what you really want. And again, whatever you say after I am attracts your future. Have you ever thought about that? That seems like, you know, I try to be realistic. I'm a human. If you saw me at the mall, you would probably not know that I am this heartfelt, loving, gushing person, because frankly, people are off-put by it. People can't handle all the love I have. So that's why I do this show. And thank you to Penny Golden and everybody there Courtney, who helped me out so I can gush my love here on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. And maybe you can swim in it a little bit and feel that everything's going to be okay. Because when I have a lot of love to give. I worked in the commercial radio industry for a long time and took some time off and started meditating and found out who I was and decided what my greatest gift was, is that I have a large capacity to love. And I thought, well, what am I going to do with that? And I meet people, and people are uncomfortable if you are too loving or if you're too caring. I'm trying to walk a line of fitting into society, but sharing all the love that I have and trying to inspire people. I love doing radio, and I love being funny, and I love to connect with people. And so I guess that's part of the process. So I don't want to sleepwalk through life. I don't try not to identify with my ego. I just want to share some love and boost you up and realize, we all need to realize, whatever you say after I am attracts your future. I'm also a big fan of Robert Holden. He's written several books about love, and he said we all have innate happiness just waiting for us to make contact with it. Now, do you believe that? We all have innate happiness. We're just waiting for us to make contact with it. I mean, I think that means we all have the capacity to be happy. But you have to take the time to get there. You have to realize what makes you happy. I'll always say, you know, what makes you happy? And people say, I don't know. And I think, how can you be happy if you don't know? So take the time to find out. And another one of the people I love is Ralph Marston. And he says, be joyful just because you can. Spread genuine joy to others just because it feels so grand. Something that even rhymes. So that is another Robert Holden. I highly recommend his books. And I came across a posting this week, and it was pretty simple, and it's a pretty basic mantra to think about, and that is the meaning of life. One, be happy. Two, help others be happy, which I just love. That's exactly why I'm here, be happy and to help others be happy. And again, I know I can't make you feel that way, and it just amazes me how people get upset when you suggest that they should be happy. You can feel whatever you want. That's the glory of being a human being on planet Earth. It's your choice. Even when horrible things happen, because I could sit here and list them all off for you, but I've moved on, and I don't live in that place, and I've learned from them. In fact, I came across someone this week named Meher Baba, M-E-H-E-R, Baba. He was an Indian spiritual teacher born in the late 1800s. Now, some of the stuff you get into, and it's pretty intense. And I think some people it's sort of off-putting because, as I said, I think that's one of my benefits is that I'm mainstream, walking the planet just like you. As I said, if you saw me at the mall, you wouldn't even know I was this gushy, loving person. But Meher Baba from 1800s, not a devout follower because he did some unusual things, but he did say some interesting things as well. And someone asked him, why is there suffering? And he gave this reply, suffering is essential for the elimination of the ego, just as it was necessary for you to scrub and scrub in order to wash the stain from my coat. You know, and that goes along with what I've talked about before, about you are the person you are today based on what you've been through. And take those negatives and turn them into something positive. And I know I wouldn't have this insight. I know I wouldn't be sitting here feeling the way I feel right now if I had not been through the many things that I've been through. And one of them was sitting with my sister on her deathbed at the age of 51, a smart, brilliant, beautiful mother of three, and the hospice worker trying to get her to make peace with her death. And it was just for someone like me who cries at McDonald's commercials, it was a horrible, horrible, horrible thing to have to go through. But I'm so much stronger because of it. And I have the perspective that I have because I was there. So I was there at that time for a reason, and that was to learn and to share that with you in hopes that that will inspire you not to waste a moment. Be happy. Help other people be happy. It's pretty simple. And the hospice worker at the time said to my sister that we're all in energy. And even if someone is gone, you still feel that I'm getting upset. I don't want to get upset. You still feel their energy. Okay, so that's why we suffer, according to Meher Baba back in the 1800s. Who also had other few interesting nuggets. Don't be envious, be inspired. I love that. People will post all on Facebook, oh, I'm doing this, are you jealous? Why? It's not even funny. I don't think it's even funny. No, I don't want to be jealous. I don't want to be envious. And they say envy will suck the life right out of you. So he says, don't be envious, be inspired. And I thought that is a great way to look at things. Be inspired. If somebody's doing something that you want to do, then be inspired and do it yourself. Don't hate them. Don't be jealous. And don't be putting stuff out there. Look at me. Are you jealous? No, I don't want to be jealous. I always say, unless you're in the Olympics or running a race, life is not a competition. Siblings compete with each other. Friends compete with each other. Neighbors compete with each other. Don't be envious. Be inspired. Say, that's such a great idea. I'm going to do that too. And hopefully the person will take it as a compliment and not think you're a copycat. I haven't heard that since fourth grade. Also, the great Meher Baba said, remain in a good mood and be cheerful despite your reeling brain. I love that. I mean, that's why I was talking earlier about our inner dialogue and who are all those people and what are they talking about in my head. And he says, remain in a good mood and be cheerful despite your reeling brain. And also quoting from him, he said, happiest is he who expects no happiness from others. Love delights and glorifies in giving, not receiving. So learn to love and give and not to expect anything from others. Again, if you look this guy up, and maybe you're familiar with him, and I hope I'm not insulting you by referring to him as this guy, but, you know, every week I learn, I told you I'm still learning, I'm still growing, I'm on this quest, and I want to learn and grow and share with you and inspire you. That's why the show is called Today's Inspiration, because every day I want to inspire you, every day I want to uplift you, every day I want to share this perspective with you. So you get up and get out there and go for it, because why not? As I said, why can't we have what we want? And it doesn't have to be an external thing. Maybe all you want is to feel at peace Maybe all you want is to be gentle with yourself and with others. And I know all you want is to feel loved and connected and valued. I know that's what everybody wants. And they always say the greatest gift you can give to anyone is time of your attention. Attention and affection and affirmation. Look, stop and listen. So many people have a quote-unquote conversation, and they're not even listening. They can't wait to say what they want to say next. That's not a conversation. A conversation is sitting and making eye contact and listening to what the other person says before jumping in with what you have to say next. I love doing interviews, and I find the more I'm in the moment, the more I'm listening, the better the interview goes, because everyone has a story. And everyone wants to tell their story, and I love to hear it, and I love to share it, and in hopes that we can be entertained or grow or learn from it. So happiest is he who expects no happiness from others. Love delights and glorifies in giving, not receiving. So learn to love and give and not to expect anything from others. I think that is such a great life lesson, because you don't expect anything from anyone else, and then you don't have to worry about it if you get it or if you don't get it. And it's about giving, not receiving. Like I said, I'm doing the show because I, Lisa Berry, want to send my love and laughter out into the world. And honestly, would I like a little love and laughter back? Uh-huh, I would, because that's what I value. That's who I am. That's what I think is important in life, and that is the joy I want to add to the journey. You don't have to suffer. And I think you can think and feel and look at life the way I look at it, no matter what your religious beliefs are, no matter what you believe or don't believe, or how you spend your week, or if you go to church or to temple or wherever you go, or wherever you think who made us or why we're here. I try to kind of be in the middle of the road, because I don't want to impose my values and my beliefs. And frankly, I'm still working on what I believe. And it changes every day, and some days I feel one way and some days I feel another. And that's your personal choice. I'm trying to stay kind of in the middle of the road so I don't offend anyone, but I can still share these mainstream thoughts with you that empower you and uplift you and give you perspective to know that we're all walking this journey together, and we all only have so much time, and all better make the most of every moment. And it takes time to stop and think about it. The secret to happiness could be as simple or difficult as becoming more mindful. And I always recommend meditation. And if you didn't hear my interview with David G, it's right here on Body, Mind, Spirit. I think this was about a month ago in April. David G is a meditation teacher. He too was a finance guy in New York City, and then found his calling was to connect through people and teach them meditation. And there are so many benefits of meditation, and he taught us about that, and you can hear the whole full hour interview right here on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. And then, of course, I'm always big on gratitude. You got to have an attitude of gratitude, which sounds so cliche when I say it, attitude of gratitude. But when you do it, it changes you. It changes your perspective, and it changes your world, and it's so important. There's actually scientific evidence to prove that gratitude can increase your happiness. Grateful people tend to appreciate simple pleasures defined as those pleasures in life that are available to most people. And it's in the simple things we find most joy. As I said, I like nice stuff. I like to go places. I like to travel. I like to laugh and enjoy the moment, to have a good, I was going to say a good glass of wine. I like a good glass of wine. And I like, I'm putting it out there. I am creating my reality by sharing it with you, and you're hearing it and receiving it. And that's okay. You don't judge me. Just love me. That's my saying. No judging, just loving. But I'm grateful for the little things. And when I think about what I want, and I do believe you can have what you want, it becomes less and less about the things and more about the moments and the people. And the people you surround yourself with, and the choices that you choose, and the decisions that you make, and whether you exercise or not, or live in a dysfunctional relationship, or work at a job you don't like, you have a choice to make it better. You have a choice to look at life the way you want and feel the way you want to feel, and hopefully you feel happiness. And that's what I'm here for. And I would love to speak to your group or organization, or if you want to connect with me through email, it's lisaloveberry, B-A-R-R-Y, @gmail.com. Love to hear from you anytime. And I'm going to leave you with this thought. Appreciate what you have before it becomes what you had. I look forward to connecting with you again soon.